Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Some years ago, I came across an interesting group of thoughts. Here's what they said. Money can buy a house, but not a home. Money can buy a bed, but not sleep. Money can buy a clock, but not time. Money can buy a book, but not knowledge. Money can buy you medicine, but not health. Money can buy you sex, but not love. It went on to say, so you see, money isn't everything, and it often causes pain and suffering. I tell you all this because I'm your friend. And as your friend, I want to take away your pain and suffering. So send me all your money. That always cracks me up every time I read it. It went on to say, and I'll suffer for you. While that joke is funny, it's not necessarily accurate. The presupposition is that money will never buy you happiness. That money isn't everything. That thought process presupposes that a person values money above everything else, and that's not necessarily truth. Money doesn't buy you happiness, nor does it determine happiness. Happiness is an outward expression of an inner work, and it depends on what you do and how you respond to what happens to you. For people to be truly happy, there must be an inner realization of the mental and spiritual commitments they've made to be more than what they are, do more than what they've already done, and bless more than they thought imaginable. Happiness is a spiritual quality, a mind of rich thoughts from the Word, a heart of compassion for others, forgetting and forgiving past offenses, and the ability to see good in everything. Happiness is a decision. You decide whether or not you'll be happy, regardless of your circumstances. Happiness is something that radiates from deep inside each of us. Happiness is not situational. Yes, there are times when you might be happier because of something that's changed in your environment. But understand this, happiness is a habit, just like worry is a habit, based on which we choose happiness or unhappiness. We will find our thought life to either be constructive or destructive. Unhappiness will either make or keep you sick. Happiness is more than an attitude. Well, it's more of an attitude than anything else. And it's reflected by the values one has chosen to live by. It is for this reason that a person who appears to have little in the way of goods, money, or possessions can seem, well, truly happy. And how a man with an abundant bank account and more things than he can comfortably store can appear to be so absolutely miserable and destitute. The pursuit of happiness is not found in the pursuit of things. Things or the pursuit of things isn't the real problem. It's the pursuit of these things above all else. Things then become idols placed above God. We need to ask ourselves, are we truly happy? If not, just what are we pursuing? And if the race will be worth it when we reach our destination.
1 John 2, verses 15 through 17. 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17 in the New International Version. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does not come from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
Now let's look at the six presuppositions about money one more time. For instance, number one, money can buy a house, but not a home. Consider this fact. If you don't have money, even the godliest, most spiritually balanced families will never own a home. But it does take more than money to buy a house. It takes something more powerful to provide a home.
Genesis 18, verse 19. Genesis 18, 19 in the Classic Amplified Bible. For I have known, chosen, acknowledged him as my own, so that he may teach and command his children and the sons of his house after him to keep the way of the Lord and to do what is just and righteous, so that the Lord may bring Abraham what he has promised him.
The second presupposition is this. Money can buy a bed, but not sleep. Have you ever lost sleep because you couldn't afford to pay your bills? Or you were wondering if you're about to lose your job? Have you ever tossed and turned all night because you were wondering where your family's next meal was coming from? Money cannot buy you peace of mind, but it can give you peaceful sleep in the middle of a financial storm. It can't do that, but God can.
Proverbs 3, verse 24 in the Classic Amplified Bible. When you lie down, you shall not be afraid. Yes, you shall lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet.
Number three, money can buy a clock, but not time. Yes, money can't buy you time. However, money can prevent you from having to work two jobs or your spouse working at all. Of that decision you make. If your health is good enough, it can also provide for you the opportunity to spend more time with your children and grandchildren. Money can give you the freedom to spend your time where and where you like.
Colossians 4, verse 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Behave yourselves wisely, living prudently and with discretion in your relations with those of the outside world, the non-Christians, making the very most of the time and seizing, buying up the opportunity.
Number four, money can buy you a book, but not knowledge. Here's an interesting fact. If you don't buy any books, then it's much more difficult for you to acquire knowledge. Now, obviously, the greatest book you could ever buy, the Bible, is filled with wisdom and knowledge. There are millions, if not billions, of people around the world who will never tap into the available knowledge or the knowledge available to them simply because they can't afford to buy a book. But I will say, if the Bible is the only book you own, read it every day. And you'll gain the wisdom of the ages and learn how to navigate through this life.
2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 in the Classic Amplified. Every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline and obedience, and for training in righteousness, in holy living, in conformity to God's will and thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted, and thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Hallelujah. God wants us thoroughly equipped for every good work. Number five, fifth supposition. Yeah, money can buy you medicine, but not health. There are countless thousands, if not millions, of people around the world who will die today because they couldn't afford to buy medicine. You and I, we're to care for the widows and the orphans. We're to share God's love and resources with those less fortunate than ourselves. And no, we can't do that if we're so broke. We can't even buy medicine for ourselves, let alone anyone else.
James 1:27 in the New Living Translation. Religion that pleases God the Father must be pure and spotless. You must help needy orphans and widows and not let this world make you evil.
6. Money can buy you sex, but not love. The implication of that statement is that you can pay for sex, but not love. Agreed that if someone wants to break the laws of the land, they can buy sex. However, let's look at this from a different perspective. Money gives you the freedom to do special things, the special things you'd like to do for the one you love. Money is a facilitator for our romantic intentions and offers security to our loved ones. We felt led to share 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8 in the Classic Amplified Bible.
Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy, is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way. For it is not self-seeking, it is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end.
And that's God's love for each of us. One final thought. The question isn't whether money is good or evil, but rather what our attitude is toward it. Our actions, when we have money and we don't have money, reveal our attitude about money. Money can't buy us a relationship with God, but it can provide us with the opportunity to spend time in His presence, obey Him when He wants us to fund the kingdom, or just to bless someone that we might meet in church tomorrow, or even walking along the street. Money means we never have to say no to God. And remember this, don't chase money, chase God. Then money will chase you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com and check out this week's 2-minute video, To the Point. While you're there, if you've been blessed by the teaching, at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed to put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we'll ever ask. And make sure you plan now to join us tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. You just go to haroldherring.com and click on Join Harold and Bev Sunday Night. And you don't even have to wait. You can go there and check out last week's teaching, which was really, really a blessing to many people. Am I saying that because that's the way I feel? Well, yes, but also we've had amazing feedback from people over last week's Sunday night teaching. Hallelujah. Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.